Here is a quick, fun tip that you can use. If you are putting together reports, so big reports, right? So reports for the board, reports for the leadership team, data about sales, data about operations, all these different things. And as chief of staff, you're figuring out which data can be ported in from this source and which has to be manual and how this comes together and what cadence and who needs to get it. And you're doing all this work for these reports. And you think, you suspect that no one is looking at your reports. You're spending hours and hours collating these things, and no one is looking at your freaking report. So what's the point? So if you're in this situation, one thing you can do is mess with people and put weird stuff in the report. You could say, hey, the update for this month is that we are shutting down all of our Northeast offices. Okay. That might be interesting for people to read about. It could be, oh, whoopsie daisies, we lost $47 million. See if that gets anyone's attention. Put it in bright red. It might be, oh, yeah, we did hire a CRO and she starts on Monday. The current CRO might question that, might have questions about that. You could get super creative and say things like, you could share about yourself. My favorite ice cream flavor is chocolate chip. What's yours? You also could get graphic with it. Not graphic as in explicit. Don't be sent to HR, but you could put some graphics in there. So instead of like boring bar charts and pie charts, you could put a meme and see if anyone pays attention. See if anyone thinks it's funny. So you mess with the report. You get creative with the report. We'll put it that way. You get creative with the report. You send it out. And then you ask people, what did you think of the report? And if they go, oh, yeah, the report. Yeah, the report went out. Oh, yeah, yeah, the numbers look great. Good job. Then you know, or at least you have one seemingly confirming data point that no one is looking at your report. But if instead, an hour or two after you send out the report, you start getting Slack messages going, whoa, 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 what is this? Then you know, all right, so at least they're looking at the report. Okay, cool. I'll make sure they know what's going on and all this stuff. But now you know that they're looking at your report. All right, so use this wisely, right? So pick your audiences, pick your moments, but from personal experience, this can be really fun. So be creative, have fun. And if you do this, please, please let me know how it goes. Please let me know what you do and how it goes. You can email me at emily@nextlevel.coach. You can ping me on LinkedIn, but I would seriously, seriously love to know what you come up with and how it goes.
Please give this episode some love by liking and sharing. It's like sprinkling digital fairy dust on the algorithms, and it is scientifically proven to make unicorns smile.